Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Rewarded for enduring. James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. My good friend and medical doctor, John Hall, explained that once he had a patient who would come into his office, and as often as not, when he would ask Minnie how she was doing, she'd say, "I'm doing okay, doctor, but life is so daily." Sometimes we feel that life certainly is just daily. We get up and things seem to be the same as they were the day before. The problem is, if we look at the things of life, we will be overcome by the things of life, or at least we will be depressed by the things of life. The solution to that is not to look at the things or the situation of life, but through the eyes of faith, look forward to what we have for staying true to the course. We have a crown waiting for us. And the Lord calls us to be faithful to the little things, to the things that seem so insignificant to others, but so important to Him. When God says do something, do it. It might seem to be such a small thing. It might be to help someone across the street. It might be to give a call to someone. You know, it's amazing how the small things of life mean so much to others. Over and over I have recalled the ministry that my precious wife had. She was of a tender spirit, and she couldn't really share too much to people because she would start crying. She felt more than she was able to express. But one thing she could do was write notes of encouragement. And over I would hear people make comments about how blessed they had been by the ministry that Joyce had in sending a word or a card of encouragement at just the right time. I'm sure that she received her reward for enduring to the end. And I look forward to meeting those loved ones, especially my precious wife, when God calls me home to be with Him. Until then, I want to be faithful in doing what He calls me to do. Will you join me in being faithful to the Lord in what He has called you to do as well? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come into Your presence, our desire is to be more like You in everything that we do and all that we say. Let it be done for Your honor and glory. And we pray it in Jesus' precious name. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and become a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.